I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy. There's no guarantee to free speech. There's no guarantee to free speech.
It's not like they're Boss Hogg. You can make a deal with him.
If Sheriff Roscoe runs the county, Boss Hogg runs Roscoe.
Look, if they were Boss Hogg, I wouldn't fight him as hard. I wouldn't sell out to him, but I wouldn't, you know, risk my life constantly and go head up against him if they just wanted to run things and skim off the top. We're not in good old boy. Boss Hogg just wants to have the biggest house in the town.
Boss, about the election, well, you just better win. That honest John Ledbetter who's running against you can't be bought.
You mean tell me he's honest?
He's so crooked, he makes you look straight.
I live in a town with Boss Hogg, I just leave. I'm not going to risk my life over Boss Hogg, because Boss Hogg doesn't want to cut your son's genitals off. Boss Hogg doesn't want a nuclear war with the Russians. Boss Hogg ain't dumping chemicals in the water to make your son, feminine.
We want to do internship programs and fellowship programs with Children's Minnesota and other places where people can learn gender-affirming care.
I mean, the guy literally wants to assist in transition surgeries for children. So I don't know any hunter, fisherman, conservative that would even think that that's okay and want to hypersexualize children like that. So I think he's a freak.
And this is not a joking matter, ladies and gentlemen. This is not like, oh, we're calling them communists because that hurts them. No, they are totalitarians using communist tactics.
He has lost his privileges, and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
The man who actually funded her and financed her was a man called Stephen Phillips. He was an open Marxist-Leninist, very closely affiliated with a pro-Chinese communist group called the League of Revolutionary Struggle. And he was very good friends of a young radical named Maya Harris. He knew Maya Harris's family very well, and of course Maya was the sister of Kamala Harris. Well, Steve Phillips, in the early 90s, he led much of the League of Revolutionary Struggle into the Democratic Party. They changed the name of the organization. They became a group called the Unity Organizing Center, and many of them moved into the Democratic Party, as did Steve Phillips. So they understood, and I've been saying this for several years now, that Kamala Harris would be the candidate for the Democrats in 2020 because she's part of the Steve Phillips stable. She is one of his proteges.
I have seen the work of PowerPack around the country. It really is the work that inspires a lot of people to even consider the fact that they could be leaders and know that if they choose to take that step, there will be support in them. And the support will be broad and it will be deep and it will be significant.
We can see what is possible unburdened by what has been.
So you can see the possibility of a world that's unburdened from its own history, which is exactly what Mao Zedong did when he launched the campaign of Smash the Four Olds, the four old characteristics of Chinese society. They're going to make the new man, as a matter of fact. People could become unburdened by what has been so that they could see what could possibly be in the terms of a socialist utopia.
There has never been a full accounting for the chaos of the Cultural Revolution or for Mao's most disastrous policy of all, the Great Leap Forward, his attempt to modernize China's economy that led to famine and, say some historians, the deaths of at least 45 million people.
Your gun control agenda?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, but I mean, listen, I don't think we lack for great ideas. As I've said many times, we've been having great ideas for decades. The problem is that Congress does not have the courage to act. And that is why, from the beginning, I have said my agenda includes attempting to get Congress to act, but if they don't within the first 100 days of my administration, I'm going to take executive action.
It is an anti-human, post-human, looking forward to the end of humans, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. I've been in grocery stores and seen magazines at the checkout saying the world without humans would be great. It's all over the place. It's on Fox News. Don't have kids. They're bad for the earth. It's a damn death cult.
While I'm an electric boost, turmeric 95, high-quality CBD gummies.
It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Wednesday, September 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Wednesday, 4th of September, 2024. Very big show we have for you today. Very exciting stuff coming up. Of course, I don't know if you find folks have been on the internet recently. It's a bit of a firestorm. No pun intended. It's a bit of a firestorm over the Holocaust, over Winston Churchill and Adolf Hitler. Yes, they're back. They're back and fighting it out once again, this time on Twitter. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it. We're going to prove yet again, bizarrely enough, as contrary as this would seem, should you believe the lies about us, InfoWars has been and will continue to be the most nuanced, historically literate, loving, and unbowed media outlet in existence. It's pretty amazing to see how quickly people choose one extreme or the other. We, as always, will give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So stay tuned for that. We'll take your calls as well. We'll be taking your calls. We'll be showing videos. We have guest Jennifer Hicks in the second hour, speaking on behalf of Jeremy Brown, who is a whistleblower, exposing that the FBI tried to recruit him to commit a false flag attack on January 6th and has been imprisoned for his trouble. Very interested to speak for him. So a lot coming up. Stay tuned. But we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Wednesday, the 4th of September, 2024. U.S. prepares to provide Ukraine with long-range cruise missiles to target deep into Russian territory. The United States is close to an agreement, but to provide Ukraine with long-range cruise missiles that could reach deep into Russia. But Kiev will have to wait several months as the United States works through technical issues before delivery, said U.S. officials. The incursion of joint air-to-surface standoff missiles, JASSM, in the weapons package is expected to be announced this autumn, three sources told Reuters news agency. Although no final decision has been made, the sources declined to be named. Sending JASSMs, I guess you'd pronounce that, to Ukraine could significantly alter the strategic balance of the conflict by putting more of Russia within range of precision munitions, a major concern for the Biden administration now. I mean, previously it was, if we were to provide these weapons, that would be World War III, and that's a red line we're not prepared to cross. But having crossed it, we're going all in now, I guess. I guess that's the case. Meanwhile, Kathy Hochul aide charged with acting as agent for Chinese Communist Party. Do I look shocked, folks? I tell you, I'm shocked. Federal prosecutors disclosed in a comprehensive indictment on Tuesday that a former deputy chief of staff to New York Governor Kathy Hochul has been allegedly acting as an undisclosed agent of the Chinese government, the United States Attorney's Office of Eastern District New York said in a press release. So maybe a little bit misleading when they say aide. No, this was the deputy chief of staff. This was number two. at the state government of New York State was a Chinese spy. But I'm a little bit confused here. I'm getting mixed signals from the powers that be. What's wrong with being a Chinese spy? Isn't that what America is now? I mean, isn't that the point? Don't we have Congress people and senators whose entire career is very deliberately and openly and blatantly dedicated to serving their own ethnic interest or home country? I thought that's what you're supposed to do in America. You're supposed to come to America, you're supposed to bring all of your ethnic grievances with you, and you're supposed to use the wealth and power of the American people to get stuff for your people. That's the point, isn't it? I don't understand. What's wrong with being a Chinese spy if Ilhan Omar can be a Somali representative? You know, she needs to tell her Somali constituents that she's there to serve the interest of Somalia as a congresswoman. I don't understand. Isn't that the point? If Chuck Schumer can say he's the guardian of Israel and that's his purpose of being a senator, what's wrong with being a Chinese spy? I think this whole charging people for being a spy, it's sort of passe. It's sort of a traditional view of, nationalism. It's all very passe. I think this is perfectly in line with the modern Democrat Party. It's supposed to be nothing but various foreign groups vying for themselves and against everybody else. I'm a little bit confused, but hey, they got her. I wonder what gave it away. Wonder what gave away the fact that she was a Chinese agent. Meanwhile, U.S. charges Hamas leaders over October 7th massacre in Israel. See, this is what I'm talking about. isn't this the proper function of the Justice Department? I mean, forget the out-of-control crime wave caused by the open borders and migration. Isn't America supposed to be here to serve the overseas interests of foreign people like Israelis? I mean, that's what we're here for. I don't understand. The Justice Department announced criminal charges Tuesday against Hamas leader Yahweh Sinwar and other senior militants in connection with the October 7, 2023 rampage in Israel, marking the first effort by American law enforcement to formally call out the masterminds of the attack in a different country. But apparently, we're charging them now. Okay, the 7-count criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City includes charges such as conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization resulting in death, conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals, and conspiracy to finance terrorism. It also accuses Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah of providing financial support, weapons, including rockets and military supplies for Hamas to use in attacks. The impact of the case may mostly be symbolic, given that Sinwar is believed to be hiding in tunnels in Gaza, and the Justice Department says 3 of the 6 defendants are believed now to be dead. Well, that's called rapid justice. It's called justice at the speed of science. Sure, you can charge them and hold a case here in America for what they did overseas, or you can just bomb them at their, you know, safe house in Tehran. Either way, it's the international rule of law that we must go to war to uphold. Meanwhile, a Nashville Covenant shooter Audrey Hale's manifesto has been released by the Tennessee Star on Tuesday, over a year after the fatal Covenant school shooting in Nashville. The Tennessee Star and editor-in-chief Michael Patrick Leahy released 90 pages of writings left behind by Audrey Hale. The writings were done between January and March of 2023, leading up to the March 27th, 2023 shooting that saw 3 9-year-old children and 3 staff members killed. Hale was fatally shot by police in the school. The Star said that the journal was legally obtained from a source familiar with the investigation in June 2024, and the notebook was recovered from Hale's vehicle by the Metro Nashville Police Department alongside a spiral-bound notebook following the shooting. The red-lined page notebook features name Aiden written on the cover. Aiden was the name that the trans-identifying school shooter went by. We can get into this a little bit later, but suffice it to say that there's a reason that they wanted it hidden. It's the same reason that they will so rapidly show you the manifesto from shooters who represent a demographic that they want to demonize. They release that quickly to make sure that everybody knows that it was the ideas, the media, the websites they went to. It was, you know, they really are desperate to drive home the, you know, underlying cause of the violence as being the free speech of people not associated with the shooting, but when it's ideas that are left-wing and ideas that are all about DEI or transgenderism, those inspiring a mass shooting, those have to be concealed and hidden and buried, hoping that the media landscape will shift and people just won't be interested in it anymore. So it's taken them a while, but they finally released it, and we'll get more into that later. Finally, we have this. Elon Musk deletes post promoting Tucker Carlson video following backlash. Elon Musk has deleted a post on X, formerly Twitter, promoting former Fox News host Tucker Carlson's latest interview after receiving heavy backlash. On September 3rd, Musk shared a post from Carlson which included his interview with Daryl Cooper, a podcaster who hosts the history show Martyr Made. The pair discussed the Holocaust and events of World War II, with Cooper making comments that have been widely called out for appearing sympathetic towards Hitler. And that is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And thus the firestorm, and thus the absolute cacophonous, chaotic madness that has reigned supreme on Twitter for the last 24 hours or so. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it. So that's your Daily Dispatch, of course, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to support this singular outlet, unafraid to tackle even the most controversial topics, because we do it with love in our hearts, knowing that the truth is the truth, no matter what anybody thinks about it. And we're here to deliver objective history, objective reality, and to learn lessons from those objective standpoints that can project into the future and see where we may be headed. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to support us in this mission. So, yes, folks, we're going to do it. We are going to question the Holocaust. Be prepared, folks. I hope everybody's ready. We'll show you some clips from the interview, some of the more outrageous, objectionable statements from this thinly cloaked Nazi apologist. And this is the thing. It's extremism on both sides that services nobody. And this is the point I've been making for years, that when you only tell half the story, If you think that World War II or World War I, all of the various contributing factors to these just absolute tragedies of the human race, if you think that they're black and white, if you think that your History Channel documentary is telling you the full story, you're maybe a little simple-minded. You're maybe a little simple-minded, because when you're only hearing half the story, intelligent, skeptical people will ask what they're missing, and they'll go looking for it. And what they'll find is not, you know, the whole story. What they'll find is the opposite half of the story. So you've got stories that portray Nazi Germany as just like senselessly, baselessly, mystically evil, right? And the story doesn't really make much sense. There's got to be something else behind it. I mean, Germany is this highly intelligent, highly modern state with millions of free-thinking people. Just to suggest that this guy Hitler got up and hypnotized all of them, they all started just hating the Jews for no reason and wanted to kill all of them because they were tricked. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. There's something missing there. And so you go to find out what that is, and you're greeted with another documentary that'll tell you Hitler was amazing and he did nothing wrong, and everything that he did was economic policy, and everyone was happy, and nobody was sad, and nobody died. And it's like, okay, so we've gone from one extreme lie to the other extreme lie. Where's the truth? And this is the problem, is nobody's telling the truth. Nobody's telling the whole truth. Nobody's looking at this in a nuanced way, which means everybody is wrong one way or another. So we're actually going to look at this from an objective point of view and see that, yeah, Martyr Made made some pretty obvious points. And even the outrage about this is just nonsensical. And I'll tell you how I think of this. I think of it in sort of two ways, that you've got the lower age Holocaust and the capital age Holocaust. The lower age Holocaust is the historical reality, is the fact that millions upon millions of innocent people were targeted for who they were or who they were associated with, and were murdered by a sickening machine of death that just shattered the lives of uncountable millions over the course of several years. And this is history. This is just reality. It's just what actually happened. And you can debate about it, and you can research into it. You can question the numbers. You can learn new things and fold the new revelations into your understanding. And it's all very simple. That's the lowercase Holocaust, the actual just historical events that occurred in and around World War II. Then there's the capital H Holocaust, which is a religious institution, which is a matter of faith, which is less reliant on historical reality and more imposed by fiat. You're not supposed to question any aspect of it. You're not even supposed to suggest that questioning it is a possibility. And in this way, it is far, far more similar to some sort of religious dogma than it is history. These are two different things. And I'm against treating the past like a religious imperative. You have to be able to question what happened. You have to be able to ask questions. And if you allow people to do that and you just explain what actually happened, what's the harm? Like, who cares? I mean, some people were bad. Some people were good. Some people thought they were doing good and their intentions ended up counter to the reality. I mean, this is history we're talking about. It's not black and white as much as people want to pretend it is. So when people say that, as martyr maid Cooper, Daryl Cooper does, that Winston Churchill was the primary villain of World War II, well, there's a lot of points to make in that regard. There's a lot of things that he did. And whether they were, made in sober judgment and intended for a good result and ended up backfiring, or whether they were deliberate provocations, it's kind of hard to say at this point. But we're looking back with the benefit of hindsight in a way that the people at the time didn't have. Now, the irony of all of this, of course, is that by questioning Winston Churchill, Daryl Cooper has kicked the bee's nest here. He has inspired outrage from every side, saying, "How dare you? How dare you question the heroism of Hitler? How dare you question the heroism of Churchill? How dare you? If he's not a hero, nobody is." Which is interesting, because, correct me if I'm wrong, are they not tearing down statues of Winston Churchill as we speak? Has there not been an arrest made in the UK of somebody quoting Winston Churchill? I mean, would it be legal these days to quote Winston Churchill in regards to defending our island nation? "We'll fight on the beaches. We'll fight in the land. We'll fight." I mean, really? Against invader? You're calling on regular Britons to rise up and fight in the streets against invaders? I mean, is that really something you want to do? So it doesn't really make any sense. I mean, if you quote Churchill, yeah, Churchill was a racist. Like, I thought we were supposed to be against Churchill now. I'm a little bit confused. See, it's all a little bit convoluted, isn't it? None of it really makes that much sense. Let's go to these videos. Let's go to a few videos of Martyr Maid on Tucker Carlson. I'll comment on the other side. I got a couple here. I won't be able to go to the full video, but we'll go to clip 12, because I think this is where he says the things that's making everybody very angry. But you got to listen to it yourself, because you can hear as he tells this story, he's like, "Yeah, I'm being a little bit provocative. You know, maybe I'm being a little bit hyperbolic here when I say this." But all of that nuance gets thrown out the window, and it becomes Martyr Maid, Nazi apologist says Churchill was evil. And it's like, all right, why don't you listen to what he actually said? So let's listen to what he actually said, shall we? Clip number 12, Martyr Maid. Let's listen.
You know, if you go to 1939, when the Germans and the Soviet Union invade Poland, as soon as that war's wrapped up on the German side, Hitler starts firing off peace proposals to Britain and France because they had already declared war. He didn't expect them to declare war, actually. Like, there's a famous scene where he kind of throws a fit when he finds out that they actually did do that. And so he doesn't want to fight France. He doesn't want to fight Britain. He feels that's going to weaken Europe when we've got this huge threat to the east, the communist threat over there. And he starts firing off peace proposals. He says, let's not do this. Like, we can't do this. And of course, you know, a year goes by, 1940 comes around, and they're still at war. And so he launches his invasion to the west, takes over France, takes over Western and Northern Europe. Once that's done, the British have, escaped at Dunkirk. There's no British force left on the continent. There's no opposing force left on the continent. In other words, the war is over and the Germans won. Okay.
By what point?
Fall of 1940, right? So there's literally no opposing force on the continent. And throughout that summer, Adolf Hitler is firing off radio broadcasts, giving speeches, literally sending planes over to drop leaflets over London and other British cities, trying to get the message to these people that Germany does not want to fight you. Like, we don't want to fight you. Offering peace proposals that, you know, it said, you keep all your overseas colonies. We don't want any of that. We want Britain to be strong. The world needs Britain to be strong, you know, especially as we face this communist threat and so forth. Like, this is what's going on.
So what he's saying there is, more or less, you had Rudolf Hess actually airdropped into Scotland with a peace proposal that they were under the understanding that this would be seriously considered by Britain, and Britain simply imprisoned him and lied about it until after the war. Pretty troubling stuff. We'll go now to clip number 5 here. This is where he says what he says about Winston Churchill being a villain.
I got in trouble with my podcast partner, Jocko Willink, one time because he's a New England Dutchman whose his family, it's near and dear to their Dutch, but very near and dear to their heart that Winston Churchill is a hero, right?
Well, everyone
thinks
Churchill.
That. He really thinks that. And I told him that I think, and maybe I'm being a little hyperbolic, maybe, but I told him, maybe trying to provoke him a little bit, that I thought Churchill was the chief villain of the Second World War. Now, he didn't kill the most people. He didn't commit the most atrocities. But I believe, and I don't really think, I think when you really get into it and tell the story right and don't leave anything out, you see that he was primarily responsible for that war becoming what it did, becoming something other than an invasion of Poland. Or just, I mean, at every step of the way, like, people are very often, I find, surprised to learn. There's a two-step process.
Well, right? Why don't you just make the case for that? Okay, so you've made your statement. A lot of people are thinking, well, wait a second. You said Churchill, my childhood hero, the guy with the cigar.
Yeah. Well, and the next thought that comes into their head you're saying Churchill was the chief villain, therefore his enemies, you know, Adolf Hitler and so forth, were
Stalin,
the protagonist, right? Yeah. They're the good guys if you think he's a villain. That's not the case. That's not what I'm saying. You know, Germany, look, they put themselves into a position, and Adolf Hitler.
You heard it right there. Hitler did nothing wrong. A Nazi apologist, clearly on the side of Adolf Hitler. And if that's what you heard in that little clip right there, you need your hearing checked. Look, it's not just World War II. Winston Churchill had a huge part to play in the run-up and catastrophe of World War I, and it was his blockade of Germany that starved them after the war, that forced them to take the terms that indebted and impoverished them to the point that the Nazis could rise in the first place. And they had help with that, by the way, with the likes of John Foster Dulles being the one to put in the guilt clause into the Treaty of Versailles. That, again, led to the rise of Hitler. It's a complicated issue, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
going, Harrison. Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Go to another clip here of Tucker Carlson and Daryl Cooper, a.k.a. Martyr Made, in their podcast, where they dare to question historical events, which is illegal, I remind you, or it will be soon. Or it will be soon, because it turns out the Holocaust is an extremely useful tool to guilt people into doing things they wouldn't otherwise do. And again, nothing about this is new from us, from before. I mean, this is what we've talked about forever. The dishonest and cynical way that bad actors will use things like the Holocaust to browbeat Americans into submission. It's an insult to the people who died in the Holocaust. It's an insult to the people who risked and lost their lives to stop the Holocaust. And it might not be going on for too much longer. It might not be as effective soon as it is now. And again, it's not like I have to speculate or even say my own thoughts. Just listen to the people that are doing bad things in this world right now. Alejandro Mayorkas, when questioned about why we have an open border, says, well, my grandparents were killed in the Holocaust. Okay, so the Holocaust is why we have to have open borders. Why does Anthony Blinken go to Israel and say, I come to you, you know, not as an American, but as a Jew, and Israel must exist because, you know, hashtag never again, we can't have another Holocaust. So our support of Israel to an absurd degree, destroying our own reputation overseas, killing tens of thousands of innocent people, all of that also predicated on the Holocaust, preventing another one from happening. Free speech on campuses, you know, protesting the war overseas, that can't be countenanced because, of course, the Holocaust. Why did the German government give little boys to pedophiles for decades? Well, if you look at the main designer of that little experiment, he said it was because sexual morality and lack of permissiveness was a prerequisite for fascism. So to fight fascism and prevent another Holocaust, you have to, you know, let the pedophiles rape the orphans. There's a lot of bad stuff that's predicated on the Holocaust, and it ain't good. At the same time, you have to have sympathy for the people that actually went through the Holocaust and the people or the descendants of the people who went through the Holocaust. And there's nothing, you know, dishonest or manipulative about a Jewish grandparent telling their grandchild about their life in Poland when they were happy and free. And then one day the Nazis kicked in the door and dragged their whole family away. I mean, that really happened to people that are living right now in America. And of course, it would be absurd to, you know, tell those people or their descendants, yeah, whatever, stop worrying. Yeah, that's never going to happen. Who cares? It's like, well, it happened to them. So I don't exactly blame them for being a little bit hesitant and wary about that happening again, perhaps. At the same time, on the flip side of that, you've got people like Sarah Silverman, noted comedian, saying that the American flag scares her because, you know, nationalism is a threat to Jews. And it's just a little convoluted that you've got the symbol of America, the symbol of the American flag, which was a symbol, a unalloyed symbol of freedom to the people in the camps who saw the American flag, you know, come over the gates. And that was their, you know, that was like a descending angel freeing them from bondage. Only for two generations later, those same people's, you know, granddaughters say it's an evil symbol of nationalism. It's all very convoluted and mixed up and nonsensical. And that's what happens when you remove truth from being able to be appropriately discussed. Because that's all that's happening here is there are lines being drawn down that's saying what you can and can't believe, what you can and can't question, who you can and can't listen to. But we're Americans and we reject those limitations to the Overton window. And we'll talk about the history. And we'll talk about the outcome in a sober and clear-eyed way. So let's go again to this video of Tucker Carlson and Martyr Maid. I think it's clip number 8 here. Is that the 2-minute one? Yeah, let's go now to clip number 8. Here's Tucker Carlson and Daryl Cooper asking the question, did Britain win the Second World War? Because it doesn't seem like it. Let's watch.
But from a Western perspective, I think it's fair to say, or our leaders make the case implicitly, that it's really only when Europeans have a sense of themselves as Europeans that the world is in peril, but everyone else is fine to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's they don't see those other people as a threat, you know, either because the people who formulate these narratives don't live in those places, or they don't have historical experience with those people, and so they don't see them as the same kind of threat.
So Germany is because totally self-hating place. It's a husk.
Yeah.
It's depressing as hell, though also wonderful in a way, but it's going away. But they lost. At least you could say they lost 2 world wars in a row.
Yeah.
Britain won 2 world wars in a row. And if anything, it's more degraded than Germany. So like, just to take it back to the first thing I said, and I'll shut up and let you answer, but if Churchill is a hero, how come there are British girls begging for drugs on the street of London? And the place is, you know, it's just there. London is not majority English now. Like, yeah. What?
Well, the people who formulated the version of history that considers Churchill a hero, they like London the way it is now, you know? And
but that's not victory. That's like the worst kind of defeat, is it not? I mean, I'm just confused.
If you're an English person who cares about England, then yeah, absolutely it is. I mean, it's forget about victory and defeat. It's the worst thing that can happen. You know, if you look at what's going on over lately in England, where you're having riots, you're having these, you know, sort of budding violent confrontations between nationalists and the police and so forth, which, you know, I think our natural, we like order, right?
Yeah.
Like Europeans, we like order, and we see things like that, and we have a natural aversion to disorder, to street violence.
Yes, for sure.
We might be, you know, war might be necessary, but disorderly mob violence, things like that, like immediately make us kind of take a step back, because most of our experience with those things is really bad. And at the end of the day, like, it is an unleashing of evil spirits, no matter what the cause or the reason is. And yet when I look over there at what the British people, some of them, are trying to do, I refuse to judge them for doing whatever it is that they feel they have to do as their homeland, their ancient homeland, is being taken from them. Because that is not something that can be walked back. That is permanent. That is something that ends your existence as a people.
Can't say I disagree. Can't say I disagree with any of that. And of course, again, you know, just to say it again, the irony is that if you brought Winston Churchill back right now, you think he'd be okay with what's going on in Britain? Or do you think he'd be arrested for, you know, calling for an expulsion of the foreign invaders? I mean, again, this is the irony, is that in any other situation, somebody like Winston Churchill and the things that he believed and the things that he wrote and the events that he was involved in, from colonization of Africa to, I mean, it just goes on and on, he would be reviled. He would be Hitler, you know, in the absence of Hitler. But because he is the you know, chief war fighter against Hitler, then I guess he's given a pass on everything, and you can't question him for anything. Again, it's like, you know, part of me goes, well, you know, Winston Churchill made a lot of really bad decisions, a lot of really extreme decisions. A lot of, you know, bad things that happened during the war were responses to what Churchill did. You know, Hitler didn't start bombing British cities until Winston Churchill started saturation bombing places like Dresden and others. The home front, right? The fact that, you know, innocent people working in factories, well, they're the ones who create the ammunition, so they're valid targets. I mean, that was a Winston Churchill provocation in many ways. But then at the same time, you know, you've got Black Lives Matter writing Churchill's a racist on a statue. And it's like, all right, well, screw you then. I mean, it's a nuanced thing, folks. We're going to continue this on the other side, and we're going to solve the Holocaust question once and for all.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue
and the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. We have a lot of news to get to that has absolutely nothing to do with the war 80 years ago. I am going to get to that. I'm also going to open up the phone lines for your calls in the third hour. We're going to be welcoming a guest in the next hour, talk about January 6th and the mistreatment of the January 6th prisoners and the just absolutely unconscionable treatment that innocent patriots are receiving at the hands of our despotic leadership these days. And then we'll open up the phone calls for your input on this topic. Because, I mean, this is like the topic online right now. I mean, it's pretty much the only thing anybody's really talking about. And for good reason. The Holocaust plays such an outsized role in our modern understanding of the world and geopolitics and morality itself. I mean, it is in many ways the founding myth of the modern world. And it's a negative myth to begin on. And somehow, the people responsible for stopping the Holocaust are now the ones being blamed for it. In other words, the white people in Britain and America and Canada and Australia and everywhere else around the world who put a stop to Hitler's shenanigans are now apparently, you know, they're going to do it themselves. I mean, white people are going to Holocaust everybody unless they're, you know, continuously battered down and bastardized and humiliated, which is nonsense, which is insanity. A couple important, you know, things to remind people, because when you talk about historic illiteracy in this country, oh boy. I mean, if you ask the average high schooler, you know, college kid about history, you're likely going to get two events. They probably know two things about history. They know slavery and the Holocaust. And both of these things, of course, used to demonize white people. Slavery and the Holocaust, that's what they know. Now, they don't give credit to the people who put a stop to the Holocaust, and they don't give credit to the white people who ended slavery as a practice around the world once and for all. No, they have to be saddled with the guilt while receiving none of the praise for what they actually did, which was ending these abominable practices. But a couple important things to note that people might, slash, I definitely know they don't realize. Nobody had heard of the death camps. Nobody had heard of the Holocaust by the time the war was over. We did not go to war in Europe to stop a Holocaust. We didn't know what was happening. In books about the war, Winston Churchill wrote like a 7-volume recollection of the Second World War. He never mentions the Holocaust. He never mentions death camps. So why did we go to war? Now, if you ask people, why did we go to World War II? They'd say, oh, because the Jews were being killed in Europe. Well, that was certainly part of it. But not really. But honestly, not really. And, you know, Hitler did offer to export the Jews to any other European country. Something like 32 countries. He said, do you want the Jews? We got them here. We can ship them to you. And everybody said no. Everybody said no. So why did we go to war with the Nazis? Well, because their worldview, their ideology, is anathema to the Christian West and American or British ideals. I'm against Israel right now because they practice collective punishment on the Palestinians. What did the Nazis do? I mean, were the Nazis Christian? Or did they practice collective punishment and punish innocent people for the crimes of others? Again, it's not as black and white. It's not as clear cut as you'd like to believe. And you have to take it back to at least World War I, in which, again, Churchill played an outsized role in the lead up to and execution of World War I. He was the Secretary of the Navy at the time. And if you want to read some, you know, good books about this, read Patrick Buchanan's The Unnecessary War or the biography of Winston Churchill by David Irving. Again, it's hard to say whether he just loved war, like he did. He genuinely loved war, which I find sort of sickening, but he loved it. He was very into war. And in his worldview and in his mindset and his strategic interpretation of the landscape, he did what was necessary to maintain Britain's supremacy over the high seas. And he used that to viciously punish Germany for World War I. But there's so many aspects of this to get into. And again, that's why we're going to have to continue it, you know, in the third hour and take your calls on it, just as a guide for me personally to know where to even begin with this. Because, you know, you could go back over Churchill's entire biography where he was fighting in the Boer War. He likely killed somebody with a spear. That's the other thing you have to understand. The changes that came about in Churchill's lifetime are like unimaginable. Like, he was born into a world with like knights and cavalry charges with spears against the savage enemies, the Zulus. Like, and then he ends his life with, you know, I thought he may have been dead by the time people landed on the moon, but it was close. It was close, right? So you take this old world style of thinking, and you talk about World War I and the completely unnecessary development of that war, spurred on primarily by Britain and with Winston Churchill at the head. Then you have the crushing punishment against Germany with the Treaty of Versailles. And again, the founder of the CIA, Dulles, was the person. He went to the negotiations of the Treaty of Versailles, and his input, his contribution to that treaty was the guilt clause. that said the German people were 100% in charge, responsible for the war, and they had to pay it, which saddled them with unsustainable debt, crushed their industry and prosperity to the point that, it paved the way for somebody like Hitler to come along and just promise to undo that. And the German people ushered him into power. And that was only possible because of the starvation blockade that Churchill was leveling on Germany, which inspired Hitler to think that Germany needed Lebensraum, living space, because he saw that places like Britain, with all of their overseas colonies, they couldn't really be boxed in and starved, but Germany could be, because it didn't have overseas colonies. It didn't have, resources they could tap into in the way that Britain could, and they wanted that for themselves. And it was the starvation blockade that Germany surrendered, entered into negotiations, thinking they would get a fair shake, thinking that by surrendering, the blockade would be lifted and they would negotiate a fair settlement. But instead, the blockade remained. The Germans disarmed while the Allies didn't. This is all following World War One, I remind you. And all of that led the way and paved the way for World War II, in which, again, you had Winston Churchill doing things that would come back to bite him in the butt, like bombing industrial areas of Germany and entire cities, which then led to the Battle of Britain and the bombing by the Luftwaffe of England day in and day out. And again, it's not even like there's anything particular. Like, to me, looking back, I just see cynical, warmongering politicians on all sides, America included. America has a huge role to play in not just the buildup and devastation of World War One, but of World War Two as well. In that we didn't just, fund and arm the British war effort, which saddled them with debts that were unsustainable and led to the eradication, essentially, of the British Empire to pay us back. But we essentially built the Soviet Union from the ground up. We supplied them not just with all the weapons they needed to fight the Nazis, but all the factories and railroads they needed to be a industrial nation in the first place. And when you look at the past 100 years, by almost any metric, the communists are by far and away the most evil force on the planet. Hundreds of millions dead, starvation, massacres. I mean, it is relentless, but we're on their side. So if you want to talk about a chief villain, I might go with Stalin on this one. I think Churchill and Hitler share blame. War is evil. Is this complicated?
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars InfoWarsStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal is on. I'm going to be joined by Jennifer Hicks this hour. She's speaking on behalf of Jeremy Brown, a decorated Special Forces veteran who attended January 6th, and just prior to that had been approached by the FBI and asked to serve undercover for them inside the Oath Keepers for some uncertain, unstated reason. He filmed their offer and released it and drew their ire, and is now, for the last several years, been sitting behind bars, refusing to take a plea deal, refusing to plead guilty, and he will have his day in court very soon. Here's a Reese report on the topic. You can find and share this at InfoWars.com and band.video.
In December of 2020, federal agents knocked on military veteran Jeremy Brown's door and asked him to be a paid informant for the government. They asked him to infiltrate some groups involving a January event. Mr. Brown recorded this conversation, went public with it, and the feds have been after him ever since. After an illegal search of his home 3 years ago, the same federal agents who Jeremy exposed on video allegedly found unregistered explosive grenades and national defense documents. As a result, Jeremy Brown was sentenced to federal prison. While there, he filed for an appeal, which included evidence proving that federal agents planted the unregistered explosive grenades and national defense documents during their search. Last January, he went public with this information. The grenades were tested for DNA, and the FBI's own experts found two male specimen DNAs on the grenades, none of which were from Jeremy Brown. They found a dog hair underneath one of the grenades. Mr. Brown has two dogs, so the FBI got a search warrant, took over 50 samples from his dogs, and determined that the hair on the grenade was not from his dogs. They found a carpet fiber on the tape around one of the grenades, so they get another search warrant, cut out pieces of Jeremy's carpet, and compare the fibers to the one that was found with the grenade, and they determine it was not a match. Criminal counts 6, 7, 8, and 9 were allegedly found on a compact disc that they claim Mr. Brown carried with him through the deserts of Kuwait and Afghanistan for 17 years. And yet, there isn't a scratch or a hint of discoloration on it. His appeal was granted, but Jeremy has been kept from his lawyer, and the crooked U.S. justice system hopes to silence him in the D.C. gulag. His trial is tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. in Washington, D.C. Go there if you can, and support Jeremy Brown as he exposes the truth about January 6th.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to testify to the truth and the reality of January 6th and my involvement, not only with the Oath Keepers, but also my involvement with the federal government as they attempted to recruit me prior to the January 6th event, unbeknownst to me at the time, but of course it became very clear after the events of January 6th what had happened. So they know this. They know that I have a recording of this, and they do not want my story to get out there. And I've made it very widely known that I'm utilizing this opportunity to get on the stand in a misdemeanor trial to make the truth known to the American people on the record, under oath. All right. So the government is doing everything that they possibly can to prevent me from doing that. And their main thing is to interrupt my ability to prepare for trial, to move me into a controlled environment known as the D.C. Gulag, or what's also known as the D.C. Federal Jail.
Support Jeremy Brown in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, September 4th at 9:30 a.m. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That is, of course, today. It is September 4th, and Jeremy Brown will be speaking for himself for the first time in years. He will be allowed to actually defend himself. But you can share that link at band.video. Jeremy Brown exposes the feds in D.C. court. Happening today, we'll speak to somebody speaking on his behalf on the other side. Who is JeremyBrown.com?
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, InfoWars.com, band.video. A very important segment we have here with my guest, Jennifer Hicks. Jennifer Hicks is speaking on behalf of Jeremy Brown, a decorated Special Forces veteran who attended the January 6th protest and is now on trial for fictitious crimes after he exposed the FBI's plot to frame and round up other January 6th political prisoners. You can find their website at whoisjeremybrown.com. You can also go to givesendgo.com/Jeremy Brown Defense. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's I don't want to say it's my pleasure to have you, but I'm honored to be an outlet and a voice for Mr. Brown, Jeremy Brown. It still is shocking and frightening to me that friends of mine are sitting in jail as political prisoners, just completely abused by their own government. Can you tell us what is happening today with Jeremy and what can people be looking out for today?
Well, I do know that there were some. Can you hear me? Okay, there's a long delay.
I do hear you. Yeah, there's a little bit of an echo, but I hear you fine.
Okay. So Jeremy was expected to defend himself today, and there has been a delay in his trial.
There has, okay.
There was a problem fight by his attorney acting as his intermediary. Get him to the point where he, and he has that has caused.
All right, Jennifer, let me just pause you right there. I'm sorry, we're having a little bit of trouble connecting with you. You're fading in and out. So we're gonna, my producer's gonna reconnect with you on a different phone line. But I think what I heard there is that there's been a delay in that his chance to speak in front of the federal court may not be happening today, but again, we'll reconnect with Jennifer Hicks on the other side. Go to whoisjeremybrown.com to learn his story. And again, you can donate to his defense by going to givesendgo.com/Jeremy Brown Defense. And I can just tell you, in case you're not familiar with this story, Jeremy Brown was an outspoken patriot, an active member of, I don't even know if I want to say he was an active member. I don't even think he was an active member of the Oath Keepers. I think he just was associated with them a little bit. He's a former Green Beret, which is like the best of the best in terms of special forces. And if you've ever read anything about the training that they go through or the, you know, the weeding out process that they have to survive to become a Green Beret, you know that the person you're dealing with is not your average human being. You do not become a Green Beret, and you certainly don't survive multiple deployments as a Green Beret without being exceptional mentally, physically, and spiritually. And the FBI approached him before January 6th and wanted him to act as an operative of theirs and to infiltrate the Oath Keepers for some nefarious purpose. Jeremy Brown caught this on tape, their approach and pitch to him, and he released it. He released the video, and he came here on InfoWars, and we interviewed him and talked to him about it. And again, he was very open about his beliefs, much in the same way Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers was. U.S. government has now held Jeremy Brown in prison for 1,000 days for leaking video of FBI trying to recruit him for January 6th. And in my interpretation, it's very clearly as retribution for that. He did not do anything wrong. He's not, you know, charged with attacking police or anything of the sort, but he was in D.C. on January 6th. So that's been enough for them to use as a launching pad to go after him in a variety of different ways. So I believe we have Ms. Hicks back now. Jennifer, can you hear me?
I can, yes. This is much better, I think. So.
Yes, much better. Okay, so I'm sorry, if you could just start over. You were saying that there's a delay, so will he be able to speak in front of the federal court today, or will that be moved to a different day?
I believe they're continuing on Monday, is what I've been told. And so, yes. And this is due to a health condition that suddenly arose. I believe his attorney, who was acting as intermediary between him and the court, had gone to the hospital, and I'm not really sure of the circumstances of that, but it's in the motion that was filed, is that she had an aggravated heart condition, which was known. And actually, this was something that you talk about the things that he is being charged with. It's two misdemeanors. That's it. Two misdemeanors. And so he was serving a sentence in Citrus County, Florida, that was stemming from charges resulting from the 5.5-hour raid of his home, which took place on September 30th, 2021. And it was at that time that grenades were found on his property in the exact same way that a pipe bomb was found on January 6th.
Right.
So it was put there and then found. And Jeremy Brown says he's never seen these grenades. They're not his grenades. Forensic analysis of the grenades, as was in the video that you were playing before, the forensic analysis shows DNA of two males on these grenades, the pet hair, the carpet fibers. None of these are a match to Jeremy Brown, his pets, or any of the fibers from his home or his RV that were searched. So, what has, you know, been interesting is that we do have grenades that the government says were found on his property. We also have a pipe bomber who is unidentified, we're told, you know, from January 6th. So you kind of have to wonder why it is that they're not asking some of the questions that you would think would be reasonable to ask. If you're searching for a pipe bomber and you're saying that Jeremy Brown is, you know, too dangerous to have been granted bond, you know, he was denied bond from the moment that he was arrested on September 30th. He has been behind bars ever since. And I want to say that is 1,070 days today, I think. And so I have a sign behind me, actually, that was on his door. It was posted on his door. And if you go to whoisjeremybrown.com, you can read the rest of that sign. And I'm sitting in front of it because it's got some words there that maybe, you know,
the FBI
GFY. But here's the thing, is that this message was used to detain him and deny him bond. They used this to say that you're threatening. the government, that you are a threat because of this sign right here. It's actually part of, you know, the legal documents in his docket. And this is something that I want people to understand, is that there is no one anywhere who would have ever seen this message unless they came to the front door of Jeremy Brown's home.
Right.
You understand? So this is the kind of suppression of our speech and expression that is taking place. And I would encourage everyone to put a sign like this on their front door, you know, because this is your, the door of your home. If you go to whoisjeremybrown.com, I posted an article today that includes you can read that sign that was there, and you can also listen to the audio recording of the conversation that Jeremy recorded of the two federal the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force agents who came to his home. And they did this under the guise of saying that we're just here to clear your name right. of things that you had posted on social media. Now, that alone, see, you don't have to have the background that Jeremy Brown has as a 20-year Special Forces Master Sergeant, you know, former Green Beret. You don't have to have that kind of background to relate to the censorship and the suppression of speech that's taking place by our U.S. government. So that, you know, in the recording, you'll hear Jeremy say, what would bring two federal agents to your door, you know, over something that you posted on social media? And that's a fear that all of us should have, is that, you know, we have government right now that believes that it's okay to send two federal agents to your door to clear your name. I mean, that is actually what they say in this audio recording, which means that they've made a judgment of you before they even arrived to your door, right?
And we've seen the way that they're trying to portray things like the Episcopalian flag as Nazi white supremacist, you know, the Gadsden flag that we're seeing in some of the videos here, or the you know, appeal to heaven flag, just a classic Americana, it was George Washington's flag, and yet they're saying that makes you a terrorist now. And we've seen videos of average citizens, you know, clearly Jeremy Brown's an above average citizen as a Green Beret. He, you know, you don't become that without being spectacular in a variety and a lot of different ways. But we've seen people in Oklahoma, just, you know, mothers posting things on Facebook. Suddenly the FBI is knocking on their door. It's a very disturbing trend. And, Kerr, if y'all could bring up the sign again, I would like to read it, because it's a very good sign. It's a very appropriate sentiment to be expressing to the likes of the FBI and the DOJ. And again, it's very similar to what Stuart Rhodes first wrote when he said, you know, 10 orders you are not allowed to follow as a you know, member of the military. Says, dear FBI, DHS, USMS, reread your oath. You are being used as a pawn by the enemies of this republic and your liberties. Reread your oath. And he's imploring people to read and stick by their oath. And this has been used as a excuse to throw him in prison. It says, if you don't care and say to yourself, I'm just following orders, then go jump in a lake. I'll edit that a little bit. So this sign is actually used to prove that he's a threat by telling American law enforcement, reread your oath and do not follow illegal orders, despite the fact that, and, you know, World War II is a big topic today. I mean, since World War II, we've known and heard over and over, I was just following orders is not an excuse for committing a crime. Just brutal treatment of Jeremy Brown. And I'm shocked. So many people I talk to, but Jeremy Brown especially, how they're not beaten down, how they're not despondent over the fact that they've been in prison. And in fact, they're almost reinvigorated. Every time I talk to these guys, they're like, no, this is proof that I'm right about everything. The way they're treating me means I'm right and I have to keep going. Does he still have that attitude? I mean, how do you maintain, you know, such a righteous attitude for 1,000-plus days unfairly imprisoned by your own government? Is he still able to maintain you know, mental strength in the face of this oppression?
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy, to be clear. It is not easy. And the conditions that he has described that he is in now in the D.C. gulag are filthy. He said that it's like a dungeon. I know that when he tried to have a video conference meeting with his girlfriend, you know, there was pepper spray near him because there was an altercation. So he had to choke, you know, and cough his way through the visit that he had with his girlfriend via video conference, because she had to go actually physically to the jail to have a video conference, a visitation that way. And so, you know, I want to say yes. I mean, the fight is not given up. That's still there. But to be clear, the conditions that these American heroes, you know, who have served our country honorably are being put through is, I mean, it is a mustering of strength and you know, a testament to their strength that they have, that they're holding up under this. But yeah, I mean, we do it because it's the truth. And this is why I would encourage people. And this is why I actually posted this today on the website. There's Who is Jeremy Brown? I have posted this sign, which you can go and read. And I want people to not be afraid of this. This is what they want, is for us to be silenced. And this is why they want you to look at Jeremy Brown and say, this is what we do to Jeremy Brown, the Special Forces Master Sergeant who dared to tell you the truth when Christopher Wray said in March of 2021 that the FBI was not involved on January 6th. Well, that is what prompted Jeremy Brown to release the recording that he had.
Right.
And I'll also say that, you know, September 29th, 2021 was actually a day when two FBI whistleblowers were targeted for saying the same thing. And perhaps it's just coincidental, but it was only a few months ago that Marcus Allen was talking about getting his security clearance back. He's a former FBI agent. So he worked within the department of the FBI, and he was sending out emails, I think within the agency, of reporting from Darren Beatty of Revolver News. And he was saying the same thing that that Jeremy Brown would said, is that, you know, Christopher Wray, maybe the people in our country are not being told the truth, right? That there was evidence that there were other narratives that weren't being pursued or looked at that were reflective of what actually happened that day.
Absolutely.
And when this FBI, he's a former FBI agent now, but they pulled his security clearance. They called him disloyal to the United States, and he was deprived of his pay for, I want to say, 27 or 28 months. I don't recall. He has since had his security clearance reinstated. He has since been given his back pay. But it was for saying the same thing, you know, basically that we're not being told the truth about January 6th. We have congressmen who tell us that they have proof that FBI agents were involved in January 6th. So, you know, we should not be at the point that we are at right now with all that is known factually about the events of that day. Well, and I will go back to that pipe bomb too. So if we have a pipe bomber out there that they don't have the identity known, we have two sets of male DNA, not fingerprints, but it's DNA, on these grenades that were supposedly found on the property of Jeremy Brown. Maybe someone should start looking at whose fingerprints are on those grenades, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where you get back to, you know, because these are instances in where there are setups. They're choreographed instances where evidence is planted to be found for the purpose of creating a narrative that our government wants to have out there instead of the truth.
Right. Well, when the person that you want to imprison hasn't done anything wrong, you got to come up with a different reason. And it's heroism on the part of these guys and Jeremy Brown especially to not give in and to know they're in the right, and that even if that means that our corrupt and fallen system is going to punish them for it, they refuse to give in. And you know, it's got to be, I can only imagine how difficult it is to be told, you know, hey, just admit you did wrong, just, you know, plead guilty and you'll only spend this long. But if you go against us, we're going to lock you in jail for the rest of your life. And yet, you know, he goes, look, I didn't do anything wrong, so I cannot plead guilty. I'm not guilty, so I will not plead guilty. And he has maintained that, and he suffered for it. So it was supposed to be today, you know, unfortunately, and luckily, it's not his health emergency. It was a health emergency with his lawyer, so he's as healthy as you can be, you know, living in a dank dungeon that the federal government locks you in for 1,000 days. But what was supposed to happen today, and what's going to happen on Monday? What is the purpose of this hearing, and what's the, you know, potential outcomes of it?
Yeah, the purpose of the trial that was set for September 4th was to address the two misdemeanor charges. And so what's really significant here is that if you go and look at the article that I have posted on Who is Jeremy Brown, you'll see quotes from an attorney who is assisting with Jeremy's case, and also from a cop who said, a man who served as a law enforcement officer for 26 years. And they said this is unprecedented kind of stuff that's happening in our country right now. And Jeremy Brown is an example of the weaponization of our government and the weaponization of our judicial system, that they extradited him from Florida to D.C., Washington, D.C., over two misdemeanors. And so it was Judge Mehta who denied Jeremy's right to elect to, per Rule 43B2 of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure, he because these were two misdemeanor charges punishable by 1 year or less, as the defendant, Jeremy Brown, had the right to elect to not appear at all per Rule 43B2 or to attend his hearing by Zoom. And that is what he requested, was to have a trial by Zoom. And the government's response to that was, no, we need you here so that your demeanor can be assessed. Mm. So government resources, you know, all of this flies in the face of judicial economy, which our government will allude to when it's to their benefit. You know, when they don't want things to play out a certain way, then they'll cite judicial economy that, you know, we can't do that because of the costs of it. But when the cost comes to you, you know, the American citizen who's being targeted and the taxpayers who have to pay for this circus and this theater, they don't care. So, so Judge Mehta denied his right to elect to not appear and said, no, you have to come. And here's what's the real kicker here, is that this is not a jury trial. This is a bench trial. So the only reason he was taken from where he was being held at the Citrus County Detention Facility to Washington, D.C., at the cost of, you know, government resources, and also at the cost of putting his life in peril, you know, I mean, because now they have him in conditions that are far worse than what he was in. This was all done for the purpose so that Jeremy Brown could stand face-to-face in front of Judge Mehta when this case is made. You know, that this couldn't possibly have been done by Zoom. And to the point of, you know, what actually happened last night when this motion was filed that resulted in the delay of this trial. When Judge Mehta denied and said, no, you have to come to Washington, D.C. and stand right in front of me so that we can assess your demeanor when you make your case, the health of his attorney was actually, you know, they listed this as a reason for why he shouldn't be moved at all, that he would be separated from his attorney and not have access to her at the time. This was before he had decided to represent himself. But also her health. I mean, she had health issues that had been, they had granted delays in the past for different things related to her known health conditions. And so, you know,
It's just whatever angle they can screw over patriots, they do. And of course, Judge Mehta is the same judge that sentenced Stuart Rhodes to 18 years for an unspoken conspiracy. I guess he somehow telepathically got people to do something. And all of that case was predicated on false testimony that's now been disproven by video evidence. And yet they remain in prison. It is unimaginable and brutal what's being done to these people. I mean, it violates so many aspects of our Constitution, including, you know, cruel and unusual punishment, or, you know, letting the punishment fit the crime. It also just doesn't make sense on the face of it that they're claiming he was a part of some insurrection against the United States. And then they claim he has grenades, but he didn't use the grenades during the insurrection. He left those at home and they were only found 9 months. I mean, just none of it makes any sense. It's all convoluted when you get right down to it. They're punishing him for his free speech activity. They're punishing him almost like spiking the cannon, because they know that he is somebody that's highly trained. And if he actually wanted to, you know, go against the government, he could be very effective in that. The proof that he never wanted to do that is he never did. And he never wanted to. And he went on our show, and he's been on many shows where he always expresses the same patriotic ideals that made him a powerful soldier in the field and a powerful patriot at home. WhoIsJeremyBrown.com. You got to go to WhoIsJeremyBrown.com, because if you search it on Google, it will not show up, not to anyone's surprise. And go to GibsonGo.com/Jeremy Brown Defense. Thank you so much for being here with us, Jennifer Hicks, and we await The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Halfway through the show today, we're going to take your calls for the second half of the show. We're going to cover a lot of other news happening around the world here in America. Savannah Hernandez did the thing that you're supposed to do. As a reporter, she went to Aurora and found out what's going on there instead of just speculating about it from afar. So we'll show you some of those videos. But I do want to take your calls And I imagine most calls, if Twitter discussion is anything to go by, it'll be about the Martyr Maid podcast and the historical validity of the Holocaust, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll take your calls on that. Any and all viewpoints welcome. Give us a call at 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. And we can we'll use those calls and we'll gather those up. And as they come in, we'll use those to guide our conversation about that topic into the future. Of course, it does pervade everything, doesn't it? Hard to get away from the influence of the Second World War on the current political milieu, including the fact that our border has to be open because the Holocaust happened, apparently. Apparently, that's the argument that's made. Okay. I guess. And again, it's funny because, like, I said this on Twitter. People are being like, you're anti-Semitic. And it's like, I'm just quoting Jews here. I'm just telling you what they say and pointing out it's a little bit nonsensical. It's a little bit dishonest when they do this. But, hey, apparently we have to have open borders because Alejandro Mayorkas says he had grandparents that almost died in the Holocaust. So you don't get to have national sovereignty anymore. It doesn't make any sense. Trust me, it doesn't. But that's where we are. And we're feeling the effects. We're feeling the effects. Let's go to clip number 14 here. This is Savannah Hernandez in Aurora at the apartment complex where Tren de Aragua have taken over and are terrorizing the locals. Let's go to clip number 14 now.
All right, y'all. So we are outside of that apartment complex that has been in the news all week for allegedly being overrun by Tren de Aragua. Now, the East Colfax Community Collective, which is a communist-aligned group, was saying that actually this area is completely safe, that there's no gang members. This, of course, comes after the city is calling to evict people out of this building and shut it down because of the violence. Now, the migrants are saying the area is safe, that there's no gang members at all. The communist group saying the exact same thing. But we're surveilling the area, and as you guys can see, the actual building has bullet holes. Okay, this bullet hole actually goes all the way through to the other side. We were able to tour the area. There's multiple broken windows as well. So it seems like the building is telling a different story, and we are going to try to talk to residents in the area because I have seen differing narratives surrounding this specific apartment complex and Tren de Aragua.
I love it. I love it. It's like, well, the communist group says that the violence is a lie, but as you see here, there's bullet holes riddling the wall where there has clearly been violence. Don't you hate it when the physical evidence of your eyes contradicts the lies you're being told by the, well, both the communist foot soldiers protesting law and order and the government authorities agreeing with them? It's all a lot of nonsense, but good on Savannah for actually going there and finding out for herself what's going on. We can go to clip number 16 as B-roll. This is a look inside the migrant hotel in Aurora, Colorado, that has allegedly been overrun by Tren de Aragua. And yeah, it's filthy. It certainly is filthy. Newsweek has this story. Colorado paper hits back at Venezuela gang claims, quote, enough. An op-ed in a Colorado newspaper hit back at what it called Venezuelan gang hysteria perpetrated by dodgy politicians. Former President Donald Trump and local politicians, including Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman, recently said that apartment buildings in the city of Aurora had been taken over by migrants. Last Thursday, a video reportedly showing armed members of the Venezuelan gang inside an apartment complex circulated on social media. The clip shows a group armed with rifles and handsides inside the edge at Lowry Apartments in Aurora. Fox 31 in Denver reported it was captured shortly before a shooting in that complex that left one person seriously injured, the owner of the video said. Multiple politicians have since called out Venezuelan gang activity, which the newspaper The Sentinel called a grisly attempt at terrorizing Aurora residents in hopes of swaying voters back to back anti-immigrant candidates and causes, which is what we constantly describe. I mean, this is, again, just a rehash of this cyclical strategy of the media to cause a problem and then say that anybody trying to solve that problem is just taking advantage of people. They're just taking advantage and trying to cause fear and anti-immigrant sentiment as if this isn't happening. But it is happening. And the anti-immigrant sentiment that comes with your neighborhood being overrun by foreign gangs is a natural consequence of the situation that you've created. This is not that complicated at all. It's actually very, very simple. But don't worry, the mainstream media is here to tell you that it's all imaginary. Pay no heed. And anybody attempting to solve the problems they're creating are actually just bad actors that baselessly hate immigrants for no reason and want you to, too. And that's why they're reporting on the thing that's happening. I guess that's the argument they're making. They actually say, don't buy it, Aurora. It's a demented and dangerous deception that's only meant to invoke fear and turn voters towards a failed political clan of liars, cheaters, and election deniers practically driven from the entire state. Which is incredible. Which is absolutely incredible, considering that, again, the people saying this are the people on the ground actually affected by this. It's a city councilor from Aurora, Colorado. It's the mayor of that city. It's the people that own the apartment buildings and the people that live around the apartment buildings. They're the ones saying this. But to believe Newsweek, to believe the mainstream media, apparently none of this is happening. They're letting in tens of millions of migrants, but every single one of them is an upstanding, law-abiding American citizen, apparently. There's no gangs, even though there obviously are, and even though there's news report after news report, even though the authorities actually in charge of this are issuing bulletins warning that Trinidad and Aragua are issuing, you know, green lights to kill police and so many other things. It's treason, maybe? Is it treason? Is it sedition? Is it? It's worse than just like not telling the truth. Like they're gaslighting Americans to a degree that is evil and should be illegal if it isn't already. Because this is clearly happening. It's on video. The people there are documenting it and explaining what it's like to be there and to feel this. And then they're being told, just like when you have Don Lemon telling the person that he's interviewing in a man on the street interview, when the guy says, I'm making a lot less now than I was when Trump was president. And Don Lemon says, you might think that, but that's not true. It's like, who the hell do you think you are? These people think they can tell you what your life experience is. And they think that you actually just expressing your own personal observation, you're actually the victim of propaganda by people that they just hate immigrants for no reason, right? It's not that immigrants actually commit crimes, not that anything bad actually comes about from it. It's just they just hate immigrants, and so they're lying about all of this and just making up a story about Venezuelan gangs raiding an apartment building. This claim is absurd. This claim is beyond absurd. It's evil. It's just evil. Not really all that complicated. We're going to show you some more videos on the other side, because obviously it's not just Colorado. I mean, we covered the story yesterday. 75% of the arrests in Midtown New York City are migrants. 75% of the arrests are migrants. And now the migrants have the U.S. military protecting their colonies inside the United States. Open treason on our shores.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within
and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12. Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I got another shocking video to show you about the invasion going on, and I can't get away from the Holocaust. I just can't, because we got this headline from Bloomberg, I think, right? U.S. immigration court system falls to politics, failing asylum seekers. Well, what is an asylum seeker? What does that even mean? What does that mean? What does that designation entail? And why does this magic word mean that you don't have to follow American laws anymore? Well, of course, this came about during World War II, in which the stringent requirements for immigration into America were relaxed and lessened, and in some cases outright ignored, because of the emergency situation on the continent of Europe. In other words, it was like, the Nazis are rounding up all the Jews, and we want to bring them in here, but if we make them go through the immigration process, like they'll be excluded, they'll be kept out, and they'll be killed. So we got to just temporarily, for the time being, we're just gonna give them a pass. All right, and maybe we'll, once this disaster is over, once the emergency situation is finished, then we'll get back to just immigration as normal. But for now, it's like we just don't have time. Millions of lives at stake. We can't be going through the, we can't be killing people for bureaucracy's sake, right? Somehow, over the last 60 years, that has morphed, transmogrified, 80 years, I guess, at this point, into being just a thing that you can say to become a citizen in the United States. It just means that if you're a Guatemalan person that's scared of your boyfriend, you're an asylum seeker now. You're a refugee. It makes no sense. We have to end the asylum program. The asylum program has to end completely. It should not exist. It should not exist. If in the future there's another, if the Fourth Reich rises up, if there's another situation in which a totalitarian government is systematically eliminating a group of people based on their ethnic or religious or racial identity, then sure, maybe asylum can come back. Until then, no asylum. It should not exist. It doesn't make any sense. It's not applicable to any of the people that have crossed our border in the last 80 years. It certainly doesn't account for, apply to people who are going to Ireland from Algeria. That doesn't make any sense. The whole point of it was that, you could get around some of the immigration restrictions, but only for very specific purposes and situations. In other words, you're not allowed to just cross like 10 different peaceful countries to get to the one that has the most welfare and say, oh, I'm claiming asylum here. Asylum has to end. It has to end. We can't have it anymore. Because you got people like this that are just like, oh, the politics is destroying the U.S. asylum system. The asylum system isn't applicable here. It should not exist. Should not have existed for the last 60, 80 years. And, maybe Cuba, right? Maybe if you are escaping communism on a raft through shark-infested waters. Yeah, okay. All right. We're not going to send you back to those people. But now you've got tens of millions of people wandering across the Mexican desert after being dropped off by China, from China. And they're just like, I want to come to America. I mean, there's video. The one that always sticks out to me is the kid from Morocco. It's like a 20-year-old who's like, oh, I'm a live streamer from Morocco. It cost me $5,000 to get here and I'm claiming asylum. Okay, if you're a live streamer as a profession, if you play video games as your career, you don't get to claim asylum. I mean, this is absurd. This is ridiculous. But not only do these people, want the asylum system to apply to literally everybody, they're mad that it's not being applied more to more people. Absurd. Ridiculous. Treasonous. Openly treasonous. U.S. Army allegedly caught protecting foreign invaders at New York City hotel. Citizen confronts military presence and demand answers. And, of course, gets the cold shoulder from the NPCs who act like they are deaf and blind to this man. So we'll go to this video now. This is in New York City. Where is it? I just saw it. Clip number 4. This is Crowdsource the Truth on Twitter at JGCSTT. Here he is at the Hotel Wolcott, where the military is there to protect the invaders, I guess. Let's watch.
Now, what's this? Ah, look at this. We've got a Wolcott Hotel vehicle of some kind. It says employee parking permit. So they're moving people. Ah, here's the Army again. So what is the Army doing here, gentlemen? What is the U.S. Army doing at this hotel, gentlemen? Can you tell me?
Human in fatigue standing on the sidewalk.
Mr. Rodriguez, can you tell me what the Army is doing here? Why don't you guys tell me what the Army is doing here?
guys can talk to my chain of command.
Who?
My chain of command.
Who's the commanding officer in this hotel? Excuse me, Marine. I demand to speak to your commanding officer. Why are you walking away from me? You are in violation of the law, sir. You're in violation of the United States Constitution and the Posse Comitatus Act. Who's the commanding officer at this facility? I demand that you tell me. Who is the commanding officer at this facility? I demand to know! Who is in charge? Who is the military person in charge here? Who is the military? Call the cops. Call them now. Who is the military person in charge? Who is the military person in charge of this facility? Get them here now. Don't tell me bye. Don't tell me. Call the cops.
All right.
Call the cops.
Okay, no problem.
Get them here right now. I want to know who is in charge. What's your name? What's your name, kiddo? Flip that around. Flip that tag around. Neighborhood Association for Intercultural Affairs. You're breaking the law, bro. Okay. So now we got some more information about what's going on over there. You live in that hotel? Este hotel está para tú? Sí, it is. Uh-huh, he lives in there. That guy lives there. Okay. So now, we've got the military protecting foreign invaders. 3 out of 4 arrests by the NYPD are being made by these people. So we've got individual members of the United States military facilitating and participating in an invasion. And that guy calls the cops on me.
Pretty messed up. Powerful stuff. Story of gay way pundit, U.S. Army allegedly caught protecting foreign invaders in New York City hotel. Last week, citizen journalist Jason Goodman, founder of Crowdsource the Truth, captured footage revealing a U.S. Army presence at the Wolcott Hotel in New York City, which has been controversially converted into a mega shelter for migrants, again costing the American people, specifically the New Yorkers, billions of dollars to house literal colonies of foreigners on their own land, now protected by the United States military. Wolcott Hotel, a historic establishment on West 31st Street, closed its doors to regular guests in 2023 due to the ongoing migrant crisis and concerns related to COVID-19 Delta variant.
Yeah, it's the Delta variant. We got to shut down and fill it up with migrants.
Ridiculous. In footage captured by Goodman, he can be heard confronting the soldiers, questioning, is your army turning this thing into a migrant shelter? Why are you guys here? The tension escalated when one soldier bluntly responded, we're here at the request of the state of New York. Goodman returned to the Wolcott only to find the military personnel had vacated the premises. But then upon his return, we saw this video, more military personnel stationed there once again. He confronted the soldiers, identified as Rodriguez, demanding to know who their commanding officer was. They, of course, ignore him and walk away. And Goodman cites the Posse Comitatus Act, accusing the military of violating the law by participating in what he perceived as civilian law enforcement activities. The Posse Comitatus Act prohibits the federal military personnel to enforce domestic policies unless expressly authorized by Congress or the Constitution. While National Guard members reporting to their state governors are generally exempt, Goodman's concern centered on whether this deployment crossed legal boundaries. And here's the kicker. The COO of the company housing the migrants had previously pled guilty to embezzling and looks to be a criminal himself. So criminal enterprise all around. Every one of these people needs to be arrested.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to go out to your phone calls this hour. Still some lines open. I expect to be flooded with calls today since people want to talk about this topic anyway, now that it's the focus of the show. I expected more, but hey, there's lines open. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539, taking your calls live this Wednesday morning. William in Arkansas has called in about January Sixers, including Jeremy Brown. Who is JeremyBrown.com? His long-awaited chance to speak in front of the federal court has been delayed until Monday, but William in Arkansas, go ahead, you're on the air.
Good morning, everybody. Survival of humanity, myself, you. I don't want to get in trouble. It's easy to get in trouble these days. The same thing that's keeping the January Sixers locked up is the same reason that we have Venezuelan gangs taking over our nation, is because people are not standing up in the right way. It's going to take sacrifice. Rock of Golgotha, Calvary. It was sacrifice. It was blood. I'm sorry. If we think that 30 million people are just going to go back home because Trump says, well, we're going to round them up, good luck. I mean, you just showed a video of our own military possibly protecting absolute undescribable situation. I'm blown away by it. The Hells Angels, the Bandidos, the Crips, the Bloods, Latin Kings, the Mongols, these are the guys that have said, hey, I got a different brand of tobacco than you do, and kiss my ass. These are the type of backbone that we need to go free the January Sixers and to stop this stuff by the Venezuelan gang. It's just unreal what has been happening since World War II especially. The Dulles brothers and the family fortunes and all these shell companies and front companies by people like this, these fortunes need to be absconded. The families need to be shut down. Once again, I'll say it. You want a new world order, but it's run by old world aristocracy and greed and corruption. You're not going to blackmail me. I don't care what I've done. My sins, my lack of absolute perfect behavior in an imperfect world. You want to know about the warts on my butt? No problem.
Right.
So you're not blackmailing me. I'm going to do my business right out in the middle of the football field where everybody can see. True transparency, It's just absolutely unreal what's going on. We talk about honor, faith, hope, and integrity of character, which is the mantra of the Masonic Order. I got nothing against them. They've been infiltrated. But show me some real honor and integrity coming out of the lodges these days. I mean, sitting here going to football games and basketball games, look at the knuckleheads that we just saw in military uniform. I'm infuriated right now, if you can't tell.
I can tell. I'm right there with you.
The situation, these young people, these young guys, these two or three soldiers, did they look like they were border agents, anchor babies. I bet they spoke two languages. Mm. You know, I've been 23 years in the military. These guys are trained not to speak to any kind of press. I mean, that's just the way they are. You know, but my God, but how much more do you need, America? I've been a nurse almost 40 years. The other day, we got a great big new shipment of some kind of vaccines in the refrigerator. I saw yesterday. I'm not giving them out. I will quit this job. I will raise 10 times the hell this go around. You know, my property is still open to you. It's worth almost a couple hundred grand. If I can offer half of what I've almost earned in life, which I'm cash poor, land rich, right? Why can't the rest of you that like InfoWars or even don't like me, why can't you help build a situation where all people that want open free press will have a free place to go? We can put this in a trust fund and do something. I'm pissed off. My brain ain't working in a way that I can articulate this in a way it's going to be received. But if I can offer so much, why can't the rest of you buy a few products or send in 5 or 10 or 20 bucks? Why can't we come up with enough funds in the next 2 or 3 weeks with all the millions of listeners, right, to totally separate this into a common law trust fund and buy this back, buy InfoWars back and give it to the crew and to Alex Jones for a dollar.
Because William, if we had a million people like you, we wouldn't even be in this situation. That's the problem.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the future. This is InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today, band.video. Share the links. Share the articles. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us and continue to provide us with this platform where we get to tell you the truth. And we're again, and it's very funny. It's just very funny the way that we're portrayed versus how we actually are. And then you compare your respectable dissident right-wing organizations, and they're just like, you know, flipping their lid. They're way more extreme than we are about, like, anything. It's just they're also wrong. They're also wrong about the things that they say, but especially when it comes to the hysterical overreaction to a very normal historical discussion about the Second World War. People are just like, you are not allowed to question this person. He is a hero, and if you're not with us, you're against us. And it's like, all right, well, actually, it's history, and everybody gets to question all of it. And if it's the truth, it'll stand up to scrutiny. So what are you so worried about? With that, we'll go out to your calls. Let's go to Seminar Caller in Texas. Let's talk about the severity of the Holocaust. Go ahead, Seminar, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for the call. I sent you a video. You can watch it later if you're interested. It's a pastor, Stephen Anderson, and he did a video about the Holocaust. And basically downplayed how many people actually died. And he kind of makes a really good argument. And he talks about basically, in a nutshell, they went to burn in the oven each person in 15 minutes. This is just mathematically impossible. And so he questions, I want to be very sensitive. Hitler's awful. I'm not defending anyone. in what's happened. And there's all kinds of bad people involved. But basically, that it just, it takes, in modern, you know, in a modern crematorium, it takes 3 hours to cremate one person. And it's just, it would just, it'd be mathematically impossible to cremate that many people in an oven back then. And I want to see what your thoughts about that were.
If you could reframe it as a joke about Cookie Monster, I think I'd feel more comfortable now. Yeah, look, there's lots of questions about it. And again, the weird thing is, like, I'm not even sure what the official number is at this point, because I know historically they've had to go back and revise it multiple times, and like the plaque at Auschwitz originally said like 4 million people died here, and then it was revised down, and you know, now I don't even know what the official number is, which is odd, because if you question the official number, you're a Holocaust denier, and you can't work in America anymore. But the official number has changed over the course of history, and also the people we're relying on for the numbers were the Soviet Union and the communists. So that's a little bit questionable as well. And again, I guess it's a matter of degrees, where it's like, oh no, the Nazis only, you know, they didn't gas people. They just lined them up next to a ditch and shot them in the head. So calm down. It's like, okay, well, all right. Well, you're still talking about massacring innocent people in an industrial scale. I don't know how this is defensible, or even like, I don't know, man, the whole atmosphere of the discussion around things like Nazism or Hitler are just so convoluted and nonsensical in any way that you approach it. So I don't know. I haven't done the math personally, but I've seen all of the arguments, and frankly, it doesn't really impact how I view the situation all that much, to be honest with you. Although I understand how it's different, and people, you know, point to, as I did earlier in this show, the massively outsized and greater number of deaths from communism. But I also understand why it's more chilling and disturbing and evil to have like a systematic elimination through murder than it is just like letting people starve because your bureaucracy is crap, right? It's got a little bit of a different vibe to it. It impacts you differently, the different methods that are used. You know, the other thing is that when anybody tries to research this or question it or you know, get evidence for an alternative theory, they're so brutally shut down. It is really shocking. There's a story of a guy, and I'm blanking on his name right now, but he is the foremost expert of gas chambers and executions in America. He had no interest in the Holocaust, no interest whatsoever. But during a trial, it was either Ernst Zundel or David Irving called him as an expert witness. And this guy, who's just like a dude from the Midwest, I think his father worked in a prison, so he sort of grew up around prisons, and his whole thing was just like, okay, we need to execute people because that's the appropriate punishment for certain crimes, but it shouldn't be uncertain. It shouldn't be like, oh, we had to electrocute him 5 times before he died. Like, that's brutal. That's unnecessary. We should have, you know, execution systems that are flawless and painless, and they just do what's necessary. And that was his whole thing. And he basically provided expert testimony that the gas chambers in Auschwitz could not function as gas chambers. It would have killed the people operating the gas chambers, right? And gas chambers in America are just these giant, like, steel contraptions with big, you know, locking doors. And he's just like, you know, he looked at the gas chambers in Auschwitz, and his professional assessment was that, yeah, Leichter report. And they destroyed this guy's life. So, you know, it's one of those things where you just go, well, all right, he wasn't motivated by hate. This wasn't even his thing. He was asked by somebody, hey, you're an expert, will you come testify about this? And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll do what I can for truth. And gave his expert opinion, and they destroyed his life over it. And you see those types of tactics and you go, all right, well, why? Why is some guy who has no interest politically, religiously, like he's just providing his expert opinion, but you destroy his life over it? That's not what, you know, people telling the truth do. So I see why people would question that. Again, I don't know if his report was legitimate or not, but everything I've seen about it, he's just like, I don't care. I just was trying to tell the truth. You know, I'm just an expert here. But he never worked again after doing that. So unfortunate, I guess, for him to participate in that lawsuit in Canada. And there's lots of stories like that. So, you know, people know it's dangerous to question this. And it's funny that you asked that question, because if you remember, this is how far this goes. I've talked about this many times, but when we went to CPAC and Sebastian Gorka, you know, said InfoWars shouldn't be there and insulted us in all this variety of ways. Remember, that was predicated on the fact that we were friends with Nick Fuentes, and Nick Fuentes one time read a super chat that basically asked the question you just asked him, our caller, about the mathematical impossibility of 6 million cremations taking place, but as Cookie Monster. And so it was like, this is the degrees of separation away you have to be to still like receive backlash to this. So we didn't question anything. We didn't, you know, say anything about this, but because we were associated with somebody who once read a super chat from somebody else that made a joke about the Holocaust, well, now we aren't allowed to be Republicans anymore, I guess. And it's like, well, this is nonsense. This is not the way you conduct conversation in a free society to get to the truth. You don't shut people out for even merely being associated with somebody who once asked a question. This is not a healthy environment for conversation. And so, of course, you're going to drive people to the extremes, which is what we're against, because that's not American. It's American to discuss these things and try to come to the truth while maintaining a pretty solid foundation of genuine acceptance and love of all of humanity. But that's just me. Let's go to more calls now. We've got Ryan in Oregon. Go ahead, Ryan. You are on the air. On line number 6. Hold on. Go ahead, Ryan. Now you're on the air.
You can hear me? Okay, great.
Yes.
I've been a long-time listener. I appreciate what you do, being there every morning for us, helping us get our day started off right with updates and everything going on in the world. And one of the things that you showed this morning was the video of the reporter in New York at the hotel, saw a military service member in a U.S. Army uniform, and there was two military service members in that video. And if you pay attention to the uniforms they're wearing, the U.S. Army uniform could also be a National Guard member, okay? But the other uniform that was worn with the rolled-up sleeves, if you put that back on the screen so everybody can see, that's a U.S. Marine Corps uniform. They don't have a National Guard, so they're only funded federally. So a National Guard service member could be on Title 32 orders, okay? Title 32 orders are state-funded, so you're working for the governor.
Right.
Title 10 orders is you're working for the federal government. So the Marine Corps only works for the federal government. So they have to be on federal orders, which the Posse Comitatus Act, I believe is the name he referenced, where the military cannot do police work.
Correct.
That could very well be at play there. But I don't hear anybody talking about, I've seen this video all day yesterday and again this morning, I don't see anybody talking about there's a Marine. Why is there a Marine? The cutting edge of our fighting force is in New York at a hotel doing what?
Right.
What is he doing?
Right. No, it's he's definitely not staying there. Right. That's the other thing, is that this hotel is not accepting guests. It is only operating for migrant families. So if these guys' military uniform are there, they're there as part of an operation for the migrants. They're not there as guests. That's impossible. So, yeah, what you're pointing out, and as we noted this in the article, it says, you know, yes, the National Guard can perform police functions under certain situations with the, you know, agreement of the local government there. The governor can call them out, but that doesn't apply to the Marines. So you have a Marine there that is pretty much has to be a violation. There's not any other explanation for that. Yeah, thank you for that point. And again, it's troubling regardless, but it's illegal if they're, you know, doing this with anybody other than the National Guard. And it's sort of, you know, it's sort of toeing the line, like not quite crossing it, but still not good if it is just the National Guard doing this in the first place. But thank you for that call, Ryan. Let's go now to go to Jeremy in Michigan first. Jeremy in Michigan, go ahead. You've called in about the Holocaust.
Yeah, Harrison, I really appreciate you bring up so many subjects that are kind of taboo, and you do it on your show with a little bit more of a long form. So I really appreciate that because, you know, Alex is so rapid fire. And then, of course, Owen, you know, gets spicy on his stuff, too. But you tend to bring these up. And I woke up this morning and of course, kicked you guys on. I listen all day. I love the products, Bodies, Nitro Boost, Brain Force, Turbo Force. Got to have those to play hockey. And I'm from Howell, Michigan, where Trump came and visited. And it was all of that, you know, hoopla about us being white supremacists, which we had one guy, a grand wizard, and it was so stupid.
40 years ago, yeah.
Exactly. And I love Trump's response. Like, who was here in 2021? Oh, yeah, Biden. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But that's hilarious. But I didn't know about this interview with Tucker and was it Darryl Cooper? And it's this whole taboo that you can't touch the Holocaust. You can't even approach it. You know, the previous caller talked about, was there really 6 million? Could they have the capacity to even do that amount of gassing and burning up the bodies and stuff? And no matter what, it's this hype. And then when you take it and you attach it to one of these things like AOC attaching global warming or climate change to immigrants, and now they're going to attach it, well, they're refugee seekers, just like the Holocaust. We're going to have another Holocaust if we don't see this whole thing. It's this whole gaslighting and hype, and it's so taboo, you're not allowed to question it at all. And it's amazing to me that it's so ingrained. Even on my show, I have a show that I do at least once a week, and my co-hosts, we got into an argument, and I had my producer cut the feed at about an hour in. We usually do 3 hours because they were arguing with me, and all I was doing was trying to say this whole conflict in between Gaza and Israeli conflict was, there's two sides to this. This is not just a cut and dried Israel has a right to defend itself. And that's what they were shouting back at me. And I said, guys, Israel has a history of provoking people around them. And they were, you know, it was just all this garbage around it. And so I love the fact that you brought up, there's a whole bunch of stuff that I want to bring up. And you brought up Nick Fuentes. And I bring up Gina Carino, that she got kicked off of Star Wars because she just made an inference like the Holocaust. And they were so up in arms, they fired her off the show, and she didn't even know about it. It was in a tweet that she got notified.
Right.
And so this whole sacred cow that we can't touch is ridiculous. We have to have open discussions. We have to be able to say, you know what? The Holocaust happened. People died. It was horrific. But there's also a whole bunch of hype that's over-magnified it. And then you're attaching it to these other incidences within society and within our history that don't really apply. And then you're trying to say, I can't talk about any of those subjects because we've attached this issue to it. It's ridiculous.
Right. I agree. And that's why I made it at the beginning of the show, sort of the point to separate like the historical reality, which is history and has to be able to question. And then the way it's portrayed in conversation in politics today, which is it has all of the elements of a religious dogma. And, you know, you've got essentially an inquisition out there saying, like, if you dare to question, you know, the dogma of our religion, you are a heretic, a blasphemer, and you must be destroyed. And that's not America. We don't have a state religion. You're allowed to question. You're allowed to even be openly insulting and you know, derogative of people's firmly held beliefs. It's a very small price to pay for what we get in return, which is the ability to know the truth, tell the truth, and think for ourselves. So, you know, some people have to be offended for that to be the case. It's a small price to pay for freedom itself, for like literally being able to think our own thoughts. Some people get offended, and that's just the case. It's just how it has to be. So thank you for your input, Jeremy. And look, I can come up here and talk about the most verboten subjects in the world because I start with a very simple, resolute, foundational premise, which is loving everybody and wanting to know the truth. And so why shouldn't I talk about anything and everything? And why should I be afraid of touching some third rail and getting shocked? There's no reason to avoid any of these topics. Especially when these topics are invoked in the modern day to do things like opening the border. I mean, this is ridiculous. You're going to use it to justify political decisions today, but I can't question the foundation of that political decision. This is not right. So, I'm an American. I get to question or talk about whatever the hell I want. And, of course, recognize that that also is an obligation to not be flippant or, you know, nonsensical about any of this, which, again, is the danger, is that if the only story you're telling is an incomplete one, people are going to be looking for what they're not being told. And if the only people out there who are willing to engage in this topic are the ones who go, yes, the Holocaust wasn't real, but it should have been, we don't want to be on either one of these extremes. You get to talk about it, but you have to understand that people died, and people that are alive now saw their family die. And so, you just treat it with I think, the respect and seriousness it deserves. So that doesn't mean you're scared of it. I refuse to be scared of it. And I have to ask myself, am I not talking about this because I'm scared? And if so, time to get over that. Thank you for the call, Jeremy. Let's go to, and by the way, I don't know. This is the funny thing. People are like, Alex Jones hates Hitler. And it's like, yeah, we hate Hitler. Yeah, we probably would be in jail if we were in Nazi Germany. Like, we're not exactly the whole, like, trust the experts, obey the state type of people. That's not what we're into. So it shouldn't be a surprise that we're not big fans of the Nazis. They sort of are everything that we stand against. On the flip side, that also doesn't mean that we think white people are inherently evil and deserve to be displaced in their own homelands. It's a nuanced stance, but it's actually not. It's actually just consistent. It's actually just saying everybody has a right to their own land. That includes Palestinians, it includes Germans, it includes Jews and Israelis. So it's very simple, actually, at the end of the day. Let's go to Greg in Philly now. Go ahead, Greg, on line number 8.
Hey, Harrison. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
I'm calling about the big uproar about the Aurora buildings being taken over by migrants. There's a company, that is related to BlackRock, called Home Partners of America. They do is they rent to own for a lot of these immigrants. And the money that is being dished out by California and other states is a direct lobbying from these companies. The BlackRock is associated with this whole debacle. So what they do is pretty much they tell you to find a house that you want to buy, and then you rent to own. And then you're never able to buy it, because what happened is the maintenance fees, the taxes, everything get accumulated. And by the end of when you're ready to buy it, because you agreed on $300,000, it becomes $450,000 or $490,000. And these people can never buy it. And they get kicked out, and the next victim comes in. Well, that worked for Americans for a long time, but people stopped doing that. So they just straight own or straight rent. Now they need more customers, and that's what's happening. All these people are being financed by a bigger umbrella than people think is there, and they can't grasp the fact that it's lobbyists, corporation, multi-billion dollars, multinational companies that are doing this to them.
So many people are making billions off of this. I mean, we've covered the way the hotels will jack up their prices, and the government will guarantee they'll rent out every room for the next year. So the hotels are like, hell yeah, this is awesome. We'll provide minimal service. We don't have to advertise. We don't have to worry about customers coming in. The federal government will just pay us in, lump sums, and they'll take up every room. And, we're set, and we get to charge extra because there's so many people that need places to stay and they're desperate. So they'll pay whatever we say, and they don't care. The government doesn't care because it's not their money. It's taxpayer money. And then you've got, in that video you saw, there's some worker there at some organization I've never heard of, but, clearly they're helping to facilitate this. So, you've got taxpayer money flowing into these organizations that are like the, you know, National Refugee Resettlement Organization. I mean, they're getting taxpayer money, and, you know, the I'm sure the landlords are making bank. I'm sure BlackRock is there to snatch up the properties once the value goes down so that they can turn the previously owned houses into rental properties. I mean, it is a gigantic scam. It's all a gigantic scam, and people are getting very, very rich off the destruction of America.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Show you how this works. show you how we do Twitter. Somebody responds to my post about the show today, saying InfoWars is a psyop. InfoWars is a Fed project, and Alex Jones can't even say who owns it. Time Warner Cable owned it. Did CNN sell it to somebody else, and I don't know about it? Do tell. Okay, so here's what we do. We click on their account, click on the three little buttons, and we click block. There you go. That's how that's done. There you go. You don't have to hear from us anymore. There you go. Our Fed propaganda will no longer busy up your feed. So fear not. You are blocked now. I don't know if I need to explain this, but for the last several years, InfoWars has been dragged through every court in America. And all of our finances and everything we've ever done has been on full display for the public to see. We're owned by Alex Jones for the time being, although that is changing with a court order, and we await to see what the future holds. But it's out there. All of the evidence of everything we've ever done and all of our finances, it's all out there. It's all public. These are all, you know, they live stream the hearings where these things take place. You don't have to take my word for it. But since all of that is incredibly boring to listen to and not actually entertaining, you can just take my word for it. Our support comes from one singular source, and that is the American people. That is you, the listeners, right now going to InfoWarsStore.com. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Support the very few sponsors brave enough to hitch their cart to our horse. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the way that we get funding. That's the way that we have this platform where I can fearlessly talk about any and all topics, knowing that our audience is intelligent and, you know, nuanced enough to get that our purpose has never changed. It's to fight tyranny and to oppose the systematic elimination of freedom the world over by the implementation of a technocratic global one world government. It's actually all very upfront in your face. I mean, it's just what we say. Okay. And if you have any doubt, well, it would have come out at some point. It would have come out at some point over the last few years if there was some secret source of funds for InfoWars. There's not. And in a way, these types of rumors and lies about us are it doesn't hurt my feelings personally, but it does. You know, people believe it. People read this and they go, well, I heard, but I don't know. I heard somewhere that InfoWars is owned by Time Warner. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? No, it's ridiculous. And it, you know, if not confronted, if these lies spread, you know, people are not going to support us because they believe this crap. But the reality is InfoWarsStore.com, that's the way that we get funding. If you like what we do here, if you like that we have a platform, if you like that we can fearlessly take on these topics and actually discuss them at length with the historical knowledge and you know, modern interpretations and modern application of these very dangerous things to talk about. If you like that we're here on the airwaves, on radio, on television, streaming on dozens of different platforms, and we put out the reports that we do on band.video, that we have InfoWars.com as an archive of news stories, you know, discussing and you know, archiving this attack by the globalists. If you like that we're here, you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. And if you don't, we'll go away. And it really is as simple as that, because we don't have investments coming in. We don't have anybody holding, you know, advertising over us like the pharmaceutical companies controlling the way the mainstream media discuss things. We are free because you are supportive. We are able to say what we believe because you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. So please do go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air. Keep us in the fight. And I cannot tell you how thankful I am personally of a platform where we can discuss these things and get to the bottom of these things and provide a platform for our callers to express themselves. And we don't, I mean, we screen callers in the sense of, you know, they say, what's your name? What are you calling about? And then we put you on air. That's the screening process. So, you know, half time, I don't know what people are going to say when I bring them on the air. It's exciting that way. And that's why we do it. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. And if you call me a shill on Twitter, I block you. Those are the rules. Jason in California, first-time caller, wants to talk about tyranny and what the Bible says about it. Go ahead, Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Harrison.
Sure.
So I've been listening for a long time. I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying, and it's great. You know, InfoWars is the best. Here's my issue in life, I guess, what you could say. People give in so easily, and they're so easily guided in whatever direction the powers that be want to guide people. You know, I think it's been happening for since the beginning of time, people using whether it be religion or fear or knowledge to gain some type of power over their fellow man. And, you know, it's like Jesus. That's who I look to. Now, granted, I haven't always been a believer. But in the recent, you know, 12 or 14 years or whatever, I have become quite faithful in Jesus. And I do try to live the way that he has outlined for us. And, you know, as human beings, we need to be willing to risk persecution, poverty, or basically everything. You know, you got to be willing to risk everything you own. When you're comfortable, it's so easy just to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
But that comfortableness and going with the flow is what's gotten us into this position as a world, as a country, as a
right.
world.
Well, and the tyrants learned that, right? They learned that if you make it really easy for people to give in, people are likely to give in. I mean, they don't, you know, that's why it's the whole, like, Huxley versus Orwell thing, where Orwell's whole conception was like the boot on the neck. But, like, that takes a lot of effort. That's hard to do. It's a lot easier to go, hey, just surrender your sovereignty and we have a really comfortable bed for you and you can have sex with beautiful women. You can eat all this delicious food. Just give in. You know, it's the classic, hey, you'll be king of all of Sparta if you just give us some dirt and some water. I mean, how easy is that? It's so much harder to go to war against us. So absolutely, the tyrants have learned this paradigm and employ it very effectively to lure people into submission rather than forcing them into it.
Say the tyrants have learned to do that. So we as the good people need to learn how to counter that. And if you want to learn how to counter it, you know, read the New Testament. Look how Jesus was treated and look how he treated others. And you know, and that's why they hated him and they wanted to kill him so bad. And that's why if you love Jesus and you support Jesus and you live the way Jesus did, or you try to at least, because of course, it's, you know, it's impossible to be him, but that's why you're hated. That's why they're killing Christians all over the world. That's why the government is so against us, because, you know, we know exactly how to counter this, and we're willing to lose everything we have to live properly, because if we do that, and when we do that, we are we're going to be part of eternal life with Jesus. So what happens on this earth, it matters how you live and what you stand for, you know, and I think that's the main thing. You know, everyone is so upset these days, because nothing's working out. Prices are high, huge on trying to get a loan to buy a house. You go to the grocery store and, you know, it's here in California, it's $400 or $500 to fill a cart full of groceries. You know, and that's not even the best stuff ever, right?
No, and that's what you'll find. You'll find it's incredibly easy to give in to tyranny until it becomes incredibly difficult to live under it. And that's just the way that it is. So, yeah, they'll lure you in, you know, making you think it's easy to give in now. But as soon as you do, the cage door shuts, and getting out is going to be a hell of a lot harder than resistance was in the first place.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We'll go directly out to your calls now. Let's go to Mr. Process in Wisconsin. He's been holding the longest. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding, Mr. Process. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you doing this morning, Harrison?
Good.
I'm doing good as well. I wanted to bring this current controversy, and I think in light of the news of what's going on with the Israeli-Gaza conflict and the brutality and lack of morals and ethics by the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, that I personally don't want to hear about the Holocaust anymore, because, you know, Hitler never sodomized any French people or Russians with sticks. They didn't use Apache attack helicopters on a music festival. My family grandfather fought the Nazis. So obviously, you know, I have a graveyard full of family members that were killed by the Nazis. I don't like Hitler by any means. But they said never again. And then they ended up in Israel turning into the monster that they fighting against. So I kind of had trouble dotting that I or crossing that T. You know what I mean? What do you think?
I think there's a lot of similarities. The Stephen Hughes has a great series of jokes about that. A stand-up comedian. It's like you gotta look up Stephen Hughes to get the full sense. But yeah. Look, this is what I was saying earlier. Collective punishment. I'm against it. All right, you're not gonna hurt my Jewish friends because George Soros did something wrong. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Just because you're the same ethnicity or the same religion doesn't mean you're guilty of crimes committed by people similar to you. This is nonsense, but that's the way that the Nazis treated people. That's the way that Israel treats people. That's the way, people here treat Americans, white people in particular, men as well. This is anti-American. This is wrong. This is anti-Christian. You don't do collective punishment. That's bad. You don't kill a baby because they might potentially grow up to be a terrorist. Like, this is evil. So I'm against it. So I'm against it when it's Nazis. I'm against it if it's Israel. I'm against the thing that they're doing, which is unique, I guess, in the world today. On that topic, since this is a big topic today, we have a story about the hostages and all of the. There have been six more hostages killed. There's a giant protest in Israel about this. And I do want to go back to this article from the Times of Israel. This was published a little while ago. No doubt Netanyahu prevented hostage deal, charges ex-spokesman of the Families Forum. Mrs. Chaim Rubinstein, he heard the sirens go off at his home on October 7th. He turned on the television and saw Hamas terrorists getting off a white pickup truck in Sirat and watched social media footage of Israelis being kidnapped. And so Rubinstein, an experienced media advisor, had previously served as spokesperson for former Yesh Atid MK Ofer Shela as a member of the party's media team in four election campaigns, said, I can no longer sit around. I have to be involved. But what he says is that essentially there was no concern about the abductions. There's no concern about the hostages from Netanyahu whatsoever. And in fact, they were simply interested in using the hostages as an excuse to go after Gaza. And he says this in fairly certain terms. Prime Minister Netanyahu appointed Hirsch to act as a coordinator between the families and the government. Rubinstein contends that at the time, Hirsch's team didn't have comprehensive information regarding the number of hostages. And he says, so he's working to get the hostages freed. And they say, do you feel like the government was ignoring you? Absolutely. No representative of the government or the IDF had updated the families of the hostages that the IDF was beginning the ground offensive in Gaza Strip. We couldn't understand how it could be that families weren't getting updated on the ramifications of this. And it really just goes on and on. What was the atmosphere like? He says, we left the meeting very disappointed because Netanyahu talked about dismantling Hamas as the goal of the war. He didn't promise anything regarding the demands to return hostages. He merely said that a military operation in Gaza was needed to serve as leverage for the hostages' release. We later found out that Hamas had offered on October 9th or 10th to release all civilian hostages in exchange for the IDF not entering the strip, but the government rejected that offer. So all of the comments about the hostages and the desperation to reclaim them, they were not interested in reclaiming the hostages. They were interested in using the hostages to carry out their long-planned conquering of Gaza. And it's not like there's anything unique about this. This is warfare. This is all's fair in love and war. And the Israelis use false flags. The Americans use false flags. The British use false flags. And the Nazis use false flags. It's evil. It's bad. It's war. It needs to stop. It needs to end. And the people responsible for this shouldn't be able to get away with it by hearkening back to a historical event to shield themselves from criticism. That's not how it works. And we've got evil going on right now that needs to be stopped. And we have to be able to talk about how to stop it and what's behind it. Thanks for the call, Mr. Process. Let's go to, who's been on longer? Michael in Virginia. Michael in Virginia, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Smith, for taking this call. You know, these people have always been about one thing, allowing war constantly. That's who they are, murder. But they also are moments where they stop it. And there are also moments when they prevent it. But eventually, it always comes back to more murder, more war. That's who they are. Mm-hmm. And you started the process of the information war. And it's inevitable that the victory will come back to you. That the information war, you know, as far as us gathering information, that's who we are. This is the point. This is who they are. They just are monstrous, murderous,
see, psychotic, anti-human psychopaths. I think I get where you're going with this, Michael. No, I completely agree. And that's not, I mean, there's so many absurd things to say about this. I mean, maybe the most absurd is the fact that you can get called anti-Semitic for criticizing George Soros, a man who himself personally participated in the eradication of Jews during the Holocaust and decades later said he had no regrets about it. So, I mean, this is absurd. You can actually... Or Klaus Schwab's father ran a factory that used Jewish slave labor during the Holocaust. But you're an anti-Semite if you criticize him. I mean, this is how convoluted, nonsensical, and demented all of this is. A lot of bad people use a lot of historical situations to justify their evil behavior now, and we don't want to let them get away with it. And we'll get called names for that. But at the end of the day, we are desperate for peace, and we'll go after whoever's standing up against it, regardless of their identities. Thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to Matt in Missouri. Go ahead, Matt. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Morning.
Morning.
First, I wanted to thank you for covering such a taboo subject. Personally, myself, I haven't even decided, you know, which narrative I believe. I just wanted to say, you know, I'm willing to question it. And 5 or 6 years ago, I wouldn't have been. Mm. Our government and media screamed Russia 24 hours a day for 4 years, and the whole entire thing was fake. So I'm willing to entertain a different narrative.
Remember, today's fake news becomes tomorrow's unquestionable history.
Right. And then one last thing I wanted to say. There's a lot of people on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, calling everybody that even listened to Tucker's broadcast a Nazi sympathizer. And if you notice, a lot of those accounts have Ukrainian flags in their bios.
Nazi battalions fighting right now. That's
right. If I'm
amazing.
If I'm a Nazi for just questioning it, you know, what are those people?
Right. I'm telling you, it's just absurd, folks. It's absurd from every angle. No, I really appreciate it, Matt. I do want to get to one more call because Dave in Arizona apparently wants to quote C.S. Lewis, who is my eternal pope, C.S. Lewis. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm inspired by thanks. I'm inspired by C.S. Lewis. So I came up with this one. If you're unwilling to sacrifice for what you love becomes your sacrifice. And C.S. Lewis told us, he predicted that we would become men without chests. And of course, the first step in regaining our republic is to regain our language. We need to call people what they are: illegal invaders performing rape because children are not able to consent. It's not sex trafficking. Those people never consent to sex, even if they're adults.
I get exactly what you're saying. We have to be able to speak truthfully and forthrightly and in words that we all understand. Otherwise, evil can be done in the confusion when words fall short. Thank you, everybody, for being here with us. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds. Do not go anywhere, folks.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that get to be going. If it's helping me and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.